But that being said, we're going to have an inner circle meeting today that is going to energize us and get us rolling again and moving in the right direction. And let the news, let the weatherman and the newsmen and the political scene, let everyone else get everybody in a bad mood. Not us, inner circle, not in a bad mood. We're happening people. And according to our timekeeper, we still have another minute to go. So we're going to let some more people pop in here. Peg, Lori, Jesse, Bev is here. Okay, hi, Bev, Betty, Belinda, Angie. All right, we're going to get a good crew today. Hopefully we get something done. Got a couple of stories I want to tell you, I want to share with you. I've been getting up early in the morning, early at like 5 in the morning, only because I just can't sleep. I just can't lie there and do nothing. So I get up and I'm writing my articles for Travel Research Online. Now, if you haven't checked it out, go to Travel Research Online, TRO, Travel Research Online, and scroll down through that main page. And sooner or later, you're going to see my picture. And you're going to see a daily article. And these are the articles that I write every morning. But the reason I want you to go to those articles is to see for yourself how relatively easy it looks. It is easy. It looks to put your thoughts on paper. Now, yeah, you can read mine. You might get an idea or two. But think about doing it yourself, thinking about writing your own blogs. I mean, the world is so big. Travel is so big. You have so much to share that if you sculpt out 10 or 20 minutes in the morning over a cup of coffee, and you're not going to finish your article in 20 minutes, but you're going to start one in 20 minutes, and then tomorrow you're going to add to it, and then Wednesday you're going to add to it, and then Thursday you're going to tweak it, and then Friday you're going to edit it, and then once a week you're going to have a nice little blog post for your blog to educate the people on your database. You're going to provide some value to them because you're taking your knowledge and bringing it over to them. And everybody wins. And what it does for you, it gives you that expert positioning that we're looking for, the expert positioning that without hawking your words, without selling, you're reminding your database that you're here for them when they are ready to talk to you. So I just want you to go to Travel Research Online. And if you click on the underlined series, you have access to all the whole year. I mean, if you want to, if you have nothing else to do, you can read, you know, all 200 of my articles. And then if you really have nothing to do, you can go into last year and read 250 more of them, because this is the second year I've been doing this for TRO. But the point is that you will be positioning yourself as the expert in the know because you're writing down information. So that being said, to kick things off today, before I go into a couple of questions and stories I have, I want to ask you, the people on the line today, what you do, not what I do, what do you do? And I'm going to try to get some collaboration today, some engagement today, I guess they're called engagement, of the people on the line today. What do you do to energize yourself? I mean, we all know that it's a sine wave. Life is a sine wave. We go up, we go down. We go up, we go down. We're feeling good, we're feeling bad. We're happy, we're sad. Well, this is the way it goes. So my question to you is, what are you doing to energize yourself, to re-energize yourself, to stay on top of your game? Now, I'm going to go to the question box now. Before we go into my slides, I'm going to give you guys a shot. And tell me, what do you do when I'm not around and when no one's around? What do you do to pick yourself up? What do you do to pick yourself up? And yes, yes, Jesse, I am recording. Thank you very much for that heads up. What do you do? Okay, so what Jesse does, I think this is the answer to what Jesse does, and this is a great answer. I love this. I attend travel industry events like NACTA's annual conference in Cruise World. I mean, going to trade shows, getting out of your office, going to trade shows, seeing the hustle, seeing the bustle, seeing the people, seeing your competition, seeing people in motion, that is stimulating. That is motivating. And I've never gone to a trade show and haven't come back with an idea or energized or motivated and just ready to go to battle again. So that's a good one, Jess, is to get up and get out and attend trade shows or other meetings with other people. Training and always listening to trainers, listening to speakers, good speakers. They're not all good, but listening to good speakers gets you thinking, gets you thinking. I've always told people that I could tell people a story. Let's say, for example, there was 30 people in a room. I could tell a single story and 30 people would interpret that story 30 different ways. They wouldn't hear the same story. I would tell one story. They would hear 30 different stories. And the reason being is that your history, your experiences, your personality, you will interpret things, stories, events differently from other people. So when you go and listen to a story or go to a trade show, you're going to interpret that based on your experience. Now, here's something you never thought of before. Sometimes reading, no one added this one today yet, but reading the right materials, autobiographies, fiction, I don't care what it is, but reading can help stimulate your juices, get the chemistry in your body going, the brain working again. Reading is a very effective way to do that. Now, here's a little hint. Here's a hint for you guys. I'm going to ask you this question, and I want you to answer it in the question box. Have you ever read a book that you connected with? Did you ever read a book that you really enjoyed reading? Just put yes or no in the question box. I'm going to go back to everybody who's chimed in here today. Thank you for doing that. Have you ever read a book that you connected with that you got something out of? And I'm going to look. Yes. Okay. So they ask, of course. Everybody says, of course. Well, here's what to do, folks. You never think about this. Let's assume for just a number's sake that you were 30 years old when you read that book and you liked it and you connected with it and you benefited from it and you were 30. Well, here's my challenge to you. Read it again. Read it again. The same book. You liked it once. Read it again when you're 35 or when you're 40 or when you're 50. Read it again. And you will get a different message from it based on your experiences, based on your track record, based on your successes, based on your failures. Read this. You liked it. Read it again. And you will like it again. I'm telling you. And I first time I found that out, I read a book by Richard Bach. He wrote, you might know it, they made a movie out of it, and the Neil Diamond sang about it, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Jonathan Livingston Seagull was a seagull of all things. And he wanted to not flock with the rest of the seagulls because all seagulls flock together and they all do everything the same. He wanted to separate himself from the pack and go out and find out how fast a seagull could actually fly. He wanted to check the speed of a seagull. And the whole story is about Jonathan Livingston Seagull learning about speed and about how wings work and all of that. A Navy pilot, Richard Bach, wrote the book. But I read that and really connected with it. Then I read it 5 years later and I really liked it. And then I read it 5 years later. I read it all the time because I continue to connect with it. So the point is that go back to what works for you and you'll see it work again.